All right, last ball game, man. Thrilling come from behind win, late fourth quarter. That part was excellent. Everything in between, we've got to clean up. You only get so many opportunities, and when you have those turnovers and the penalties, it leaves you very little room to score. Typically, when you have a lot of yards and few points, it's normally, you know, one or all of four things, turnovers or penalties that stop drives, terrible in the red zone or field position. And then the first two correlate with the field position. So we were pretty good in the red zone when we got down there. So the first three were, it's just a classic example of that. And we've all seen the other side of it. And, you know, it's just the reverse of that, where you don't have many yards but a lot of points. So we've got to clean an awful lot of things up. Much more clean up after the first game than certainly ever expected at really all positions. And so now we're on to Baltimore. This is one of the elite defenses for many, many years. They do have several new players playing for them. They are big and fast and physical. Excellent scheme and very well coached. They have some excellent cover men. They've got some excellent defensive linemen, and you know about their linebacking crew. And everything revolves around 52 and 20, and those are just two high-level, excellent players, more than high-level. I mean, these are two of the great players in the game. That have great experience and instincts, and so we've got a lot of hard work and preparation, and it's a great challenge and also a great opportunity. Baltimore coming in here on Sunday. Let's open up to questions.
Marty, how important is it for your running backs, especially your backup running backs, to also be able to block, pick up the blitzes, pick up passes?
Well, it's critical. We missed a couple of, you know, physically. There was one in there, but physically, I think we're okay. We've got to be able to get to our assignment. Yeah, and that's a critical thing. Always is, always will be.
How important was it for Bryce Brown to get that experience, being in on the goal line, getting in the game very early?
Yeah, it was excellent for him. Bryce Brown, as you know, has earned an opportunity to play. And as he keeps going, he may earn the opportunity to play more and more. You know, I think highly of him, and he's earned that with the situation that he's in, and so special teams also factors in as well as offense.
And looking at the four interceptions,
offensive line finished last year at very high level. We talked about that a lot last year. How much better they got? Where are they now compared to the end of last year? Do you see more protection problems in the secondary 4 to 5 down the back?
Well, you always have to start over. We have a new man plan as well. And so last year means very little to the next year, because you've got to start it all over and get all the hard work and preparation in. The offensive line has done that. I do know this. They've got an opportunity to become one of the best offensive lines in this league. We've got a lot of work to do. We missed a couple of things there assignment-wise. We did some excellent things in the running game, and that's not good enough. The pass protection was excellent. It was excellent at times. So we've got a lot of work to do there as well, and it's all positions. So.
Michael Vick not going to the checkdowns and trying to force the ball for a big play in coverage. How much has that been a focal point with you guys this week? Is it almost been taken?
Well, he did do that. And some of these plays were plays that he has done just a beautiful job in the past and got to the right person. We don't make excuses or reasons. I do, but after the ball game, I do think there was a little bit of rust there now. And I usually don't go there. But I do think that was a real thing, because we expect our players to play at a high level no matter what has occurred in the past. And play at a high level consistently. So now, I remember one game. You know, I've been fortunate. I've coached on geez, did the same, and lost the ball game. So I think with Mike, well, I know this, okay, all of the things he went through in that ball game, and some of them were horrible type things to go through, for him to do what he did on the last drive, I think you do have to give credit there as well. And so we'll build upon that and make all the corrections. And he's seen that film over and over again. And but like I said, I go back, several of those plays were things that he's just performed perfectly in the past against some of the same coverages as well. So
when a guy has four interceptions for the second time in 10 starts, how do you know that his confidence isn't shaken? How do you know that the things that you're trying to do with him isn't swimming around his head a little bit?
We did the last drive. You know, absolutely. You don't think he's confident? Shoot, come from behind, win. We're 1-0. He's on a 5-game win streak. I don't count last year, but you know. So, yeah, I don't think any quarterback can lack for any confidence. He's rocking and rolling right now.
Marty, being Vic, as you said, had some rust. Looking back now, do you think having him drop back 60 times probably wasn't the right course?
You know, we won the game. But certainly, looking back, we could have done some other things. And, you know, I mean, that's hard. You know, just because you have some, you know, whole overload amount of turnovers doesn't – just because it didn't work very well because of the penalties and turnovers doesn't mean it wasn't the right thing to do. And, you know, we look at that closely. I go back and back and back and back. As far as the running game, you know, there were some – man, it just felt like, and I've been back through the film ungodly amount of times this time, you know, and usually you're doing that after the first game, but it just seemed like we were first and 20, or, you know, and then a lot of our runs got called back, and those were holds, you know, those were holds. We got to correct that. So it just felt like we were backed up just a little bit. So what did we, we had 20, I believe, 20 carries, you know. Yeah, so yeah, you can always do it differently. You don't, you can't go back and do it, replay it, see what happens. You know, you can't do that.
Interceptions, was the issue more decision making, or were the passes just bad passes?
Hey, I'll tell you what, he threw the ball strong and he kept throwing the ball strong, and a quarterback has to do that now. No matter what has happened in the past, there's a couple of things. You have to have complete confidence in the fellows around you up front. You got hit in the mouth. That has to happen. And then in this league, you have to throw the football strong with confidence every time in this league. You can get away with some other things, you know, in the cup, but that you have to do that. And I thought, I know he did do that. He continued to do that. So, yeah, we talked about it already. You know, he's got to get through his progression a little bit. And some of them he was pretty clean. You know, the blitz, we had reasonably pretty good success, you know, against the blitz. We had three big plays, and we had a couple of, you know, zeros and all that. But, you know, some of the basic things, he'll get there. Now, I suspect, I haven't read or seen anything, that Mike stepped up and took responsibility. I would expect that from him, because that's what type of guy he is. So he understands, our team understands, the turnover ratio. You know, we understand that. We got proud players. We want to take care of the ball. Mike wants to take care of the ball. I believe there was, what, 8 out of 10 teams were in the plus one won the game. You know, I mean, and that's typical. And we were one of the two to overcome and win a game when you're negative turnover ratio, one of two teams.
If King has to come out, who goes in to replace him?
Well, we'll see. Now, last week it was going to be Kelly, and we'll see. That's an ongoing competition. It's ongoing. Okay, so it may be different from game to game. It may be the same. It may, you know.
How do you feel Demetrius has done in these 2 weeks? Since
he's done well. Yeah.
Is it really with him just kind of the way it was with Danny last year, a little bit lost and trying to find his way?
Yeah, there's an awful lot to learn when a player comes in to any organization. And you see that with some of these, even really, really good free agents. Sometimes it takes time for them to play at the high level that they played at somewhere before. You've got different terminology, different players around you, different, the coaches have to figure out what your strengths and weaknesses are. All those things come into play, yeah.
Marty, do you think at all?
Where are we at here? Yeah.
Has there been... thought in your mind that
when you look back at Michael's success on Sunday, it was the last few minutes of each half when he was just going. Is there any concern that maybe initially here, maybe just thinking too much towards the other times, and that led to some other things?
Sure. I think that's part of the rust. I think he was trying to do a little much, and he knows that. I think you're probably right there. Yeah.
Marty, there were a couple times, this might have already been asked, I apologize, but for Mike had to kind of drop down the sidearm a little bit to get around some guys in front of him. Is that okay with you? Does he have to?
Yeah, as long as the ball's thrown accurately and strong. There are times where you move your feet. You know, quarterback needs to throw it every different angle because there will be times where, you know, he's got to throw it like that. Sure.
Marty, how is your wide receiver core going to be different if you don't have Macklin?
Well, it will change it. Macklin's a fine player. We expect the next player to step up and play at a high level, and that workload may be split just a little bit. We'll see as we go through the work week here.
Does it surprise you that the Ravens gave up over 100 yards on the ground considering what we've seen from them in the past? Does that show some vulnerabilities?
Very difficult to evaluate a football team in first games. You need three or four games typically. Because I will tell you, Cincinnati is a heck of a running football team, and they do some things there very, very well. So I would not evaluate them on one game. I think they're an excellent run and pass defensive football team. There's no question about that.
How big of a challenge is it for the offensive line to go up against a guy like Lodi Nada who can be moved around and he can line up in spots, and that's got to be incredible?
Yeah, that's right. And there's they've got several different players up front that are playing at a high level, and they're big men, and they're strong men. And they're also athletic. And so we've got a great challenge all across the front, but certainly inside. He is just one of the outstanding players in this game.
Thanks, Marty.
Yep.